Draw your sword, knock your arrows, and ready your spellbook. It's time for another episode of The Gamesman. What role will you play?
Good evening, guys, gals, and guildies, and welcome to this special E3 edition of The Gamesman. So what we're going to do for this is a three-part episode kind of thing, and we're going to start off with Microsoft, and we'll do Ubisoft in this section as well, and then we're going to do next episode or whatever will be Sony and EA, and then Nintendo will be at the end for the third episode. So just to get into it, I have with me Harley Dan. And we're just going to kind of read off what happened at these conferences and everything and get into it. So, oh, how are you doing, Dan?
Yeah, interesting throat. If there's any weird pops, it's probably because I'm muting my mic to cough. Yeah, but other than that, not too bad. Little Monty's very lively at the moment. I expect he'll be making some noise at some point.
And I guess before we actually get into the talking about it, how are your thoughts of this year's E3?
I didn't get us all hyped up about it, and I'm glad I didn't, because then I would have been quite disappointed. I mean, there wasn't a huge amount there that really floated my boat, or that I felt was worth getting excited for, you know, so... I loved the Nintendo stuff. I think they did, you know, really well. And I really want to get a Wii U. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Well, I've wanted to get one for a while, but, yeah.
It pushed you over the edge.
Yeah, there's some good games there, and, which obviously we'll get to later. And I really liked the look of quite a few of them.
And, like, for me with E3, it was basically like, oh, that's okay. All right. Yeah. And then at the end, which is Nintendo, I was like, oh my God. And that's not me being a Nintendo fanboy or anything. It's just, wow. Like, compared to the other ones this year, I was blown away.
Yeah, but it was so much better than the others.
But we'll get into all of our feelings while we're talking about it. So, I guess we'll start off and, I think it's to watch the very, very beginning of Microsoft, because Stream wasn't working at the very beginning, so I was like, damn it. And I guess I'll mention kind of who we're using. Gamer Review did some summaries of the conferences, and it helps me out because, last year I did my own summaries and everything for the site for E3, and I've been doing so much site and podcast stuff that I haven't had time to make my own this year. So it's good that somebody else has some nice articles for us to use, and they'll be linked through each of the shows that we're doing for this, and so you'll be able to go there and look at it and follow along if you want and everything. But to start it off, Phil Spencer, which is the new CEO of Microsoft and everything, he came out on the stage and, you know, talked about gamers and, you know, how much support they're giving them. Sure. And then the briefing starts off, and they're, you know, showing some 2014 games and then 2015 games and stuff. And for 2014 games, they started off with Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, and they showed like a you know, cinematic trailer and stuff of what's going on and whatnot. And that's where I kind of came in, is basically the end of that. And, you know, they're showing the whole thing, and, you know, you got the feel going on for these guys in the middle of a battle zone or whatever. And then at the end of this trailer, like, this thing hits the guy. It looks like it's in his neck. Apparently not. This guy comes over. He's like, we need a medic. And He's like, you're going to be okay. And he starts dragging the guy away, and his head, like, starts to tilt down. And you see his arm left there. I was like, oh, that's nice. So, Advanced Warfare, I'm sure there's going to be some prosthetic limbs in there. And, well, it's Call of Duty. Everybody knows what it is. It's not exclusive to this. It's on everything, except for Wii. So, you know, it's just that Call of Duty stuff that gets all those.
Yeah, I think there's some, like, timed exclusive DLC for it, so, woo. You
know? Yeah. But, I mean, I think they've done that with, like, them for years now or something. Yeah. And then it's probably going to be, like, all the time, you know, I can't remember what it was last year or something, but everybody got their own exclusive stuff, and then a month after the release, everything got released on the other consoles anyway. So it's like, you know, it doesn't matter where you buy it if you can wait to have that little piece of cake. And then they go to the next part, which is turn 10.
Yes.
And tell me about this Nürburgring.
Yeah, the Nürburgring. One of the most famous racetracks in Europe, obviously in Germany. Massive, you know, stupidly long track, huge amounts of corners in it. No longer used in a Formula One because it's so dangerous. Absolutely fantastic. It's a lot of car companies go there to test their cars. You know, they all have this thing about getting their car the fastest round Nürburgring. It's a really fun, I can't remember how many corners there are in it, but it's like over 100. It takes a real car, you know, a bloody expensive real car somewhere, you know, between like around about the 8 minute mark, and it's a long old track. It's crazy.
Like they showed the video and they were showing like the track and, you know, the place for it looks really cool and everything. It came out the day of, so on Monday this came out, so I'm sure if you have Forza 5, you're probably already playing it.
Yeah.
Or sick of playing it by now, I don't know. It depends how much you played it. But, you know, car stuff and whatnot.
Yeah, and it's a fun track.
Maybe if I ever get a racing game, I can try it. But I am not the racing game person, so this doesn't appeal to me. It's more of a Dan appeal.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I'm sure this isn't the reason for him to want to get an Xbox One exclusively, really.
No, I don't want to get one at all. So, you know, Forza's all right, but, you know, there's plenty of other racing games out there that have Nürburgring in it. So, What is interesting, though, is they also mentioned Forza Horizon 2, which is going to have stuff that hasn't really been in previous Forzas, like, you know, weather and full day and night cycle and 1080p.
Didn't I see something that the weather is going to be, it was just going to be a patch. It wasn't going to be there at the time it comes out.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm not surprised, but yeah. I've always wanted, you know, in the Forza games, it's always just felt so dull going around the same things. It's never wet. There's never any snow or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it probably won't have snow either. It'll probably just have rain and not rain.
Yeah. Rain and not rain.
I'm
sure the lighting is going to be cool, you know, for day and night and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, it'll look great, but
did they say how big the world for it's going to be?
I have no idea.
I don't think they did, but it's getting a release date of September 30th.
Yep.
So 2K comes out next, and they show Evolve, and, well, this is one of those games that looks really, really cool. Like, it's made by the guys that made Left 4 Dead. And if you don't know anything about it, well, it's you play as four people that can be different classes. And then another person plays as the monster. And the monster evolves throughout the thing. So at the beginning, it's really weak. And you kind of have to hide and need other animals or something like that to get bigger and stronger and all that. And then in the end, if he gets too strong, then it's a really, really hard challenge for the players to actually beat him. But it looks really cool, really interesting. It's not exclusive, but they have they're having an exclusive beta, and then they're having an exclusive DLC for the Xbox One. And next, there is Assassin's Creed Unity was brought out by Ubisoft, and I think it's like, well, it takes place in Paris in 1789 during the French Revolution, and for people that don't know, that is like that era was very bloody and violent.
Yeah, it was rather, wasn't it?
But they show, like, I don't know where this takes place in the game, if this is, like, in the game exactly, but they're showing off the whole... Dan, do you want to say what it is?
Something? The kind of theme of a lot of Ubisoft games, which was four-player co-op online as well. Because, yeah, I don't know if I want this in an Assassin's Creed game.
I think it would be cool. If you could, like I was telling you before, you know, if I can play through the story by myself and then play through again with, like, a couple friends and yeah. Crap and, you know, take out, you know, find out different ways to take out the target and stuff, or, like, you sneak through one door and then your other friends take a different route. And, you know, you meet up and then, like, say somebody sees you, but your friend, like, flies through the window, kills this guy, and you watch it happen. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, or maybe, like, someone could go and set up a diversion elsewhere and make the guards run towards that, and then you just assassinate the target. Yeah, it could be quite interesting, but I get annoyed if I want to watch the cutscene and someone else doesn't, and then they are able to skip it, because that happened to me once when playing Borderlands 2. And
it would be cool to take out some stuff, or, like, you know, just certain mission or extra content that's just missions of you going around with friends doing some stuff, you know, taking people out. And I thought the cool thing that they showed is they didn't kill the guy that was the target. Like, they got to him and, I guess you could say, secured him or whatever, and then they threw him out a window and the people that were rioting took him and, like, killed him. So I think that's going to be a theme of the game. Like, you're not killing people, you're getting to them and getting them to the people to deal with, because, you know, it's the revolution and people are taking revenge. And I think if this guy just randomly dies and they're like, what the fuck?
I imagine there'll be some killing.
Oh yeah, I'm sure you're going to be killing people, but, like, just the thought of having, you know, you're not just killing people, you're, like, helping the revolution go on, and canning them over to the citizens, you know, that are trying to rebel. I thought that their outfits were kind of bland. Like, the guy was just wearing basically a robe. I was like,
yeah.
It doesn't look like a cool assassin. But I'm sure I'm going to get it. It's Assassin's Creed, and it looks really cool. Anything else you want to say about the game?
I mean, it looks like more Assassin's Creed, really, but with more people. It didn't seem to look, you know, that a step up. It didn't seem to really look next gen, but that could have just been the crappy stream.
Yeah, true. There are some games that I've seen during the streaming that I was like, oh, that looks kind of, well, I mean, just, you know, it's blurry, kind of. But this is the first game, because they're doing the whole thing where they're doing the Xbox One, and then they're doing one that's for, like, 360 and stuff, or, you know, like, one's just going to be for PS4, Xbox One, and PC, and then the other ones are, well, I'm sure the other one's going to be on PC as well, but they're also going to be on, like, 360 and PS4, three, damn it. So I'm sure it is going to look good, but, like, Assassin's Creed 4 looked amazing. And I'm guessing you aren't going to be doing any ship stuff.
Yeah.
So you're not going to be seeing the pretty water. Maybe there'll be pretty rain so you can still see some water. I don't know. But to keep moving on, BioWare showed Dragon Age Inquisition, which I kind of need to get into Dragon Age for. I'm going to want to play this because I don't want to, you know, jump in, you know, this far or whatever. I need to get to the first one. I think I'll like the second one more, but yeah. Enough about my ranting. But of course, again, this is, like, the thing, because since none of these games we've announced, except for the Forza stuff, has been exclusive, everything is exclusive DLC. So they showed a trailer of it, and it looks pretty and nice. Did they show any gameplay in that trailer? I don't think they did. I think it's just all showing off, you know, what it is, kind of. We are Inquisitors, or whatever. We are the Inquisition.
I have a feeling there was a bit of in-engine gameplay, but I can't really remember. It seems like so long ago.
Monday. It's Thursday, right? Yeah.
It's Friday for me now.
it's Thursday, gonna be Friday. Have a weekend, yay! God, we're so getting off topic. So yeah, they showed it off. This is one of those reasons to be excited for next gen, at least, because it's not coming out on anything old, as far as I know. And we'll actually get to one of their exclusive games now, which is Sunset Overdrive. They showed a trailer, and I thought this was kind of funny. Like, I guess he's like the main guy of the game that they've showed off for the whole thing. And he's going on, he's like, you know, he's talking to everybody in the crowd and, you know, people watching the stream or whatever. And then at the end of it, he's like, can, like, he was trying to make it sound a weapon. He's like, can you save the world? Can you do this? Blah, blah. Of course you can. It's a fucking video game. I was like, yeah. This does look like an interesting game. It looks really cool. I do have a complaint, like other people, where the enemies, or the whatever you want to call them, mutants, look like orange pus blobs. They kind of look weird. But this game's made by Insomniac. And then Ted Price comes out, and I was just like, slapped my head. Like, really? because he's like, are you going to be able to do it? And he like points at the crowd, and he does it all like, weird, like, and I was like, wow. Dude. Calm down.
Very colorful.
Oh, yeah, it's super colorful. Oh, whole bunch of weird ass, you know, weapons and stuff you can use. It looks really interesting. And, you know, if I do get an Xbox One, or I should say when I do, because of course I'm going to get a console someday, it's going to be one of those reasons that you would have to have it right now, because, well, it's one of the only exclusives coming out at the moment. And the next one I want to mention, because they showed it and I was dying laughing. It was so funny. They had the Dead Rising 3.
Yes.
They showed the DLC for it. Super Ultra Arcade Remix Hyper Edition X Plus Alpha. And like, Capcom just completely took the piss out of their own, you know, like, Street Fighter crap. And basically what you're doing is you're playing as people from Dead Rising, and then you can like dress them up in different crazy costumes and stuff, and it actually looks like a lot of fun. It's $10 DLC, and it's basically like, it's not even like in the game. I think it's just like you go to an arcade cabinet or something like that, and then you can get into it. Now, it does look like a, because I see zombies in this and everything. So, yeah, I guess you will be killing zombies just in crazy-er ways, like Street Fighter style. Not like in that kind of fighting style, but, you know, you'll be able to do some crazy stuff. It seems like, say, Saints Row 4-ish. That's probably the closest I can think of for it. But it looks like a lot of fun. I think it'll be cool. Now this is pretty interesting. Next thing was Fable Legends that they showed.
No, it wasn't. It was Dark Central Spotlight.
Oh, sorry, I missed that one. Yeah, I saw a D and then I skipped over it. Okay, so next is Dance Central Spotlight. I think it's just Dance Central, but it was like special thing. I don't know. But they had a bunch of people on stage dancing, and then they showed something. Wait, no, that was Ubisoft stuff.
Yeah,
where they had a bunch of people out. Do you know what this is? I can't remember.
I haven't the foggiest, and quite frankly, I don't care. So let's move on to Lionhead.
Okay, if you care about Dance Central, I'm sorry. But oh wait, that's Just Dance I was thinking of. So I don't even remember seeing this. But anyway, yeah, let's just move on to Fable Legends. It looked kind of interesting because you got like 4-player co-op. And then somebody can be the villain, and like they don't show it at first, but like you got these heroes going in and doing stuff and whatnot, and then they show like the person that plays as the villain has a top down of the whole thing, and he can put in whatever he wants, like enemies or traps and all this stuff, and you know you gotta make it like impossible, you know, as hard as you can for them to get to the end. Or it's kind of like being the dungeon master in D&D, yeah. Which I could actually see people setting up like a map or whatever, and then role playing through it. And it's like the villain guy, you know, the dungeon master just goes on and is like, okay, you are now in a dark corridor. You see an elf. I just saw it on that. Would actually be kind of cool to see people do that. I don't know. What do you have to say about Dan?
My stream crapped out through that, so I didn't see too much of that either. The demo's coming out. The beta, sorry, is coming out this year, isn't it? Yeah. You know, I used to love the Fable games, but I kind of got let down by... I still haven't played The Journey. So, I don't... I mean, I'm the problem...
Did you still like 3?
It was all right. It was too easy.
I haven't played any of them yet. I did buy the first one.
Woo! They're very humorous games, and you know, everyone loves kicking the chickens.
And dogs. But...
No, it's just the chickens that you kick. You don't. Yeah, that's not in the first one.
The dog's not in the first one?
No.
Oh, okay. Thought there was.
I'm sure it'll be great. I won't be playing it because I imagine it's only going to be on the Xbox One and possibly 360.
I didn't say it. Well, yeah, because all the other Fable stuff has been on the Xbox.
Yeah, and it took them ages for the PC, broken PC version of 3 to come out. So, we'll see.
Oh, the next thing, it kind of, I guess, like the Fable Legend stuff, in a way, where you create a map, which is Project Spark, or just called Spark now, I don't know, it just has Spark here. But, like, I can't remember how many people they said, you know, are making maps, and it kind of starts off, these two people are talking, and the guy, I guess, like, the person's making the game, or, well, the guy's going through the person's game, and then it's like, this just ends, it's like, and then, you know, she's like, oh, I forgot to put this section in before you got on, or something like that. So, like, she puts it in, and then he's like, oh, that's cool, now come look at my game, and he brings her into his game, and then, it just goes off saying, you know, oh, so many people have been making this stuff, you know, all this creative content and stuff. And then it goes, I guess it just goes black or whatever, and then Conker comes out, and he's like, oh, haven't had a game in 10 years, I guess we'll make our own. Then I was like, oh, they got to come out with a Conker? No, never mind. Because I can't, like, on the original Xbox, I looked at buying one of the games, or, you know, the original whatever. Yeah, that game's like $100 used. So I won't be playing a Conker game, even though that's like one of those games you should be playing on it, I guess. And then this one I'm not too sure about. Next thing is adorable looking game, apparently, called Ori and the Blind Forest. And Dan just watched the trailer again, so Dan, what's it look like?
Yeah, it looks absolutely stunning. It's a very nice kind of almost Disney-esque feel to a lot of it. And you seem to play this giant thing and a ball of light, and there's plenty of moving about and puzzling. It's very like, I can't remember the name of the game, but you know, you've got to get through areas without hitting the spikes and, you know, a bit of a puzzler. Yeah, sort of, but, you know, absolutely amazing graphics, and there's a big ass dragon, so yay. are bits of it that are sort of Limbo-esque, I suppose, but it's not. I mean, it does look absolutely fantastic, and it is coming to the PC, I think.
Well, they say it's X, or they teased it as an Xbox One exclusive. Now, I don't know how true that's going to be in the end, but we'll see, I guess. Maybe it'll be a timed exclusive or something, which I'd not, like, if it's time exclusive, so what? I can wait a little bit longer.
Yeah. It looks absolutely stunning. I'd like to know more. That, you know, the video is only, you know, a minute or so, like 2 minutes long, so there's not a huge amount you can get from that, but
yeah, if they don't show too much about it or tell too much about it. So that's the problem, is there's like we need more people on the staff to watch all these different videos and stuff. I blame myself for watching every single Nintendo video around. But we're gonna move on to the next thing, and this is like, you know, people's like, oh god, yes. And actually I was kinda surprised because I didn't think it was gonna come out like this. And that is Halo. They came out with the Halo the Master Chief Collection. And whenever I have an Xbox One, I know I'll get it because, well, I wanted to play through the remastered Anniversary Edition of Combat Evolved. And they are giving the whole Halo 2 the same treatment to it, and you'll be able to switch back and forth like you could for, you know, Combat Evolved. And they're doing a whole thing with, like, the, like, I can't even remember how many maps they said there were all together, 160 or something like that.
It's every map ever released.
Yeah, so you have, yeah. And this is Halo 1 through 4. So 1, yeah. 2, 3, and 4. So, you know,
it's an amazing way of getting you to buy all the games again, isn't it? Well done, guys.
Yeah, yeah, hey. you wanted this remastered edition of Halo 2? Well, you can get it, but you have to buy them all.
Yep.
But
and for the gamer scores out there, you get 4,000 gamer score, assuming you get all the achievements, obviously.
And that's just, that's a lot of gamer score, man.
But yes, it's 1,000 for each game. Oh, bloody hell! Sorry, dog just jumped on me.
But it's going to be in 1080p at 60 frames per second. So, and of course, like I think they did this for Halo 4. The woman, Bonnie Ross, and she's like, for Halo 4 last year, whenever the hell that was, she's like, and it's going to be a 1080p 60 frames per second, or a stunning 60 frames per second, you know. Everyone's like, she kind of did the same thing, you know, with this. But yeah, every single map, and like, they're keeping it the same way into, like, you know, with all the dual weapons and stuff. I guess people were like really excited about that. And like, I didn't start playing Halo multiplayer until 3, so I never got into it. So whenever I get this, I guess I'll be able to play it. And it's going to be funny if people are playing more like Halo 2 multiplayer than they are of like Halo 4 and stuff. But I guess this can hold you over for a while. So play through all the games again before Halo 5 comes out next year.
And also, something else, Halo, to keep you going, if that's not enough.
Which is pretty too.
Yeah, Halo Nightfall, the live-action series for Halo.
And it's going to take place, it's going to go, like, the series is going to run up all the way before Halo 5.
Yeah.
So, that'll be cool, you know, a reason to watch it, so you're getting the backstory behind it and stuff.
I'm not entirely sure how I'm going to watch that, but I expect I will.
But after the whole, you know, oh yeah, and the Halo 5 Guardians beta will be out this holiday season. So after the whole Halo stuff, Phil Spencer comes back out now in a Limbo shirt, and apparently this guy likes changing clothes. I don't know, he gets too hot, he sweats through it, I'm not sure. But he comes out in a Limbo shirt, and so that was all the 2014 stuff, and now they're moving on to 2015. And
Inside was the that we were that I was thinking of earlier.
So, you know, the Limbo shirt kind of gave a hint that this next game was from the people that made Limbo, and the game's called Inside. And well, I didn't get to see it because of work. And but I think it's not in the same, I guess, respect as Limbo, but it works the same way, because I think this one's
popular, yeah, right? It looks kind of creepy, but again, stunning.
Well, so did Limbo. Limbo's creepy. All the silhouettes.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's definitely got a lot more color. It's fairly creepy. And, you know, it's still a slow-moving sort of platformer, and you've got to go past traps and things. But yeah, absolutely gorgeous. I can't wait. The beginning of the trailer is very muted, and you can only see a little bit of red on the character's coat. But yeah, it looks fantastic. Absolutely brilliant. Yeah, really check it out. If you like Limbo, check out Inside. It's not incredibly colourful. It's a very sparse use of colour, and it still looks very eerie, and it's in another very dark sort of world. So it's, you know, keeping all the themes of the original, the game, of Limbo even. And, apparently it's coming out during the first half of next year. I can't wait to play on PC, which will probably happen at some point.
I'm sure. So then next thing, which I have to look at a different article, because this one just says 10 games showed by it at Xbox.
White Knight, Earthlock Festival of Magic, Cuphead, Hyper Light Drifter, Lifeless Planet, Slash Dash, FRU, Lovers in a Dangerous Space Time, Mighty No. 9, Grave, Threes, Phoenix Rage, Wolfie, I don't know what that one is, Hell Raiden Below. And they just went through them so very quickly, it was very hard to actually get much out of it.
Yeah, they didn't really, it was basically like a montage of them. They're just showing off. So you didn't get to really, hear anything about it. They were just showing them. Well, after those games were showed off, I'm sure we're going to see more about them later. But I don't think those were exclusive. Those were basically all indie games, I believe. Mostly indie games or something. No, Mighty No. 9 isn't going to be on just that.
And yeah, there's a few that are already out on other things.
But after that, they showed another trailer, and like they're going through, it's like this person's that I guess a psychiatrist or whatever, and they just, they're talking, and then the guy says Mrs. Croft, and I went, oh! And then like it shows her saying, she says something about a Tomb Raider or something like that. And then, like, it shows past her, and it's like this gigantic cavern. I was like, please let me explore that whole thing. Of course, it was just trailer. It wasn't showing any gameplay, but, if you looked at it, you're like, man, if we can go there and, gigantic, huge, super puzzles and crap, man, it would be awesome. And that's all they really showed of it. No gameplay, no talk into what they're doing with it. That'll be next year's
E3. Yeah, from what we could see, it looked absolutely brilliant.
Look at those tress effects. It'll never die. And then the next thing, which I'm sure we're all really excited for, is The Witcher 3. They're showing a gameplay demo, and he was going on a griffin hunt, and that griffin was big. But it was so cool, like how they, he got into this battle with it, and then he damaged it enough or something like that, and then it flew away, and he had to track it, following the blood on the ground and stuff. And then this other kind of thing happened in the middle of it, where this person was being attacked or something. So he took out all the guys, goes in a little cutscene, and the woman tells him to come back, so you know what's happening that night. And then at the end of the whole thing, like, after he finds the griffin again and all this, and they're just talking about it. As they're riding along and everything. And the at the end, like, he has the griffin's head attached to the horse, and it's like, oh, yay. But it looks so good. It's going to be so damn big. Didn't they say 20% bigger than Skyrim or something like that?
Yeah, it's going to be so... Oh, I can't wait.
I mean, this is the first one. It's going to be, open world, right? Because 2 wasn't opened really, right? Like, you still had areas?
Yeah, I mean, 2 was sort of. I mean, you could go through the areas and just try to run from one place to the next, but it was all kind of linked, very much like, Legend of Zelda. You've got to go through this path to get to this part, to get to this part, to get to the next part. Mm-hmm. I can't wait. I mean, it looks absolutely stunning. You see something, you can get to it.
Like some other games that we'll be talking about later. Oh, man. That's all I'm going to say. And then I guess Ken Lobb, amongst other things, who I guess came out last year with the whole Killer Instinct announcement, and he was saying stuff about bringing other old games, you know, into the new generation and stuff. And so they show a trailer, and well, I've never played this game, so I had no idea what the hell was going on. I was like, actually, at first I was like, Constantine? That's all I thought. He's sitting there, and I don't know, like, shit goes weird. And that, you know, this person has some crazy glowy hand stuff, fire, I don't know. And then he has, like, blue glowy hands. And then it says Phantom Dust, and I was like, I know nothing about this. So, like, I don't know if you've ever played Phantom Dust or anything, because I really have no idea what it is.
I haven't. It went straight past me.
So people that know what Phantom Dust is, let us know.
Yeah. Doesn't look like my kind
of
game. It looked kind of
cool, and apparently it was on Xbox, and I'm looking at this box art, and he doesn't look like he's that... like that guy at all. He looks like an alien. I have no clue. it says here it's action strategy. I'll have to look at like the old Phantom Dust to figure out what this is supposed to get me excited for. Well, I have an Xbox now, so maybe I'll pick it up and play it. I don't know. But the next thing they went into, and well, other than it looks nice and everything, people were complaining about the whole gameplay that they showed. And Dan, you want to say why? Or put the game is first, I guess, and then say why?
Yeah, it's Tom Clancy's The Division, isn't it?
Yeah. And I think the game looks really cool. But
yeah,
how they presented this.
Yeah, at first it seems like it's for people playing a four-player co-op game. I'm going to be saying that a lot, aren't I? Four-player co-op. But it sounded very similar to a video that we saw last year at E3, with some of the same things being said, I think. So, yeah, it was all pre... seemed like no one was actually playing it live. And it looks like it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, basically what it seemed like is... the gameplay was all done, and then these people basically just dubbed over, you know, saying,
they're going through the window.
They were saying it, yeah.
What do you think? Death from above. Sweet. Oh,
and
please.
And the one person's like, we should change out our loadout here, or class, or whatever they said. And yeah, he's like, okay, I'm doing it now. And then like it pops up on the screen and stuff. I was like, God. That's just, when people see stuff, they want to see people playing the game and maybe talk. I mean, I don't even want to see them talking about it. I don't care. Show me the gameplay. Show in-game characters talking. I don't really care about people like being the announcer basically in the game while they're playing. Death from above.
That was, you know, quite cringe-worthy, wasn't it?
Oh, we need to do or they need to have like a game that's kind of like, you know, spoofy, and they do something like that where they have like the voice actors that do all the like, say Unreal Tournament is like Overkill. Yeah, he's like, he just goes, death from above. Let's change our loadouts. That would be a lot cooler. Actually, I should make a video now doing that. All right. So we'll get off of that. It's basically the same thing we saw last year. It's coming out next year, apparently. And isn't this supposed to be like MMO-ish?
I have
like an MMO.
I have no idea. I mean, it looks like it could be, but I don't know enough about it.
I think it's supposed to run on like a bunch of servers, and you know, a bunch of people being in the world. One kind of like Grand Theft Auto 5, like the online stuff for that,
which is coming out on PC. Yay!
Did they show that during?
That was shown on Sony's.
Okay, so we'll be talking about that a little bit. Yeah. Well, they don't announce it for PC, but it was like announced the next day that it will be coming. Well, basically everyone knew once it was announced for PS4 that it was going to come to, you know, Xbox One and PC and everything. And yeah. Yes, this is a massively multiplayer online game. So, yeah. I mean, it looks cool. So, I would like to play around with it. And since it's coming to PC, well, I guess we probably will. That will be another MMO we can get into, but it's shooter-based and probably not as hectic as, say, like PlanetSide and all that crap. Oh, jeez. Actually, that would be insane to have like a game like this do that. Actually, no, I would probably hate the game. But anyway, last few things here. And this one looked really cool. This is an Xbox exclusive, and it's made by Platinum Games. Right? Platinum Games, I think? I know it's Platinum. I don't know if they...
Yeah.
Okay, but they show off this trailer for this game, and it's called Scalebound. And this guy, like, there's dragons, he's, like, fighting this thing, he has headphones on and crap, I don't know why. but I don't know what he does, but he gets, like, scales all over his body. He basically, like, grows his own armor, it looks like. And it looks really cool, like, you know, he's got a sword, and he's attacking this thing, and... It looks like it's gonna be like that Monster Hunter kind of thing where it's like really, really big dragon, you're trying to take it out and stuff. I wanna see more about it. And probably if I watch some of the streams I would find out more. I'll be like the next week's gonna be me going over all the different streams of what, you know, was so like them explaining and whatnot. And then and I don't know if I want to say, but not least. I've never been into it. So they show off a trailer. A bunch of people are doing a bunch of different stuff. I have no idea what's going on. And they're basically taking out this guy. This guy has, like, super protection in this building he's in. And these people do some crazy stuff, knocking stuff over, flying up, falling over buildings and crap, and... They finally take the guy out in the end, and then they show Crackdown. Crackdown. They show Crackdown, but it's like Crackdown 3 or whatever. I can't remember three in there.
Well, it's the third one in the series, so we'll call it that for now.
Another kind of multiplayer, you know, co-op kind of thing, which I like. Not knowing anything about Crackdown, I don't know how those games have worked in the past.
Yeah, they've just been a lot of fun, you know, running around with the kind of exoskeleton on, kicking the crap out of people, jumping over buildings, driving, and yeah, they're just a lot of crazy fun. It suddenly gets really boring quite quickly because you're kind of doing the same thing over and over again. But it looks like there's flying in this one, so...
Uh-oh. Dance on a flight stick.
you couldn't play that game with a flight stick. You'd have to keep swapping around from that to a controller. So, no, it's not something that I'm going to be picking up, shall we say.
Make cheap on Steam.
I have played the original. It's going to be Xbox One anyway, so I won't be playing
it. Okay, they're only on Xbox?
Yeah, I think so.
I guess I would hope that they showed it exclusive in the end.
Hmm. So, yeah, I'm sure a lot of people will enjoy it, but yeah, it's not for me.
But that's it for Microsoft stuff, so we're going to go through Ubisoft's rather quickly because we talked about a few of the things already, so I'm going to let Dan take over for that.
Well, yeah, Ubisoft, I suppose one of the more fun presentations hosted by Aisha Tyler, who... Well, she swears quite a lot, doesn't she?
What was the one thing she said during this?
It's hella smoky in here. Must be full 20 in this bitch.
Yeah, that's what it was. Oh, my God. Yeah, like, I guess that's the thing I like about them is, you know, they're not all, like, calm, PG, I don't know what you want to say. They're very out there, and they don't care if they say fuck.
Yeah, we're going to fuck some shit up.
Yeah, it's like at the end of the first thing that, well, you're going to be talking about now.
Hmm. Yeah, Far Cry 4. It starts off with your character, with a character sitting on the bus. An old man looking for a passport and stuff. And then all hell kind of lets loose. He gets pissed off with one of his men and,
Well, the main antagonist of the game kind of flies in a helicopter after like all this stuff has just taken place. Because people are shooting everyone.
Yeah, and one of his minions gets it wrong, and he's like, I can't remember what he said. It was something along the lines of, stop the bus, don't shoot the bus.
Yeah.
Stop the bus, shoot the bus. Can't you tell the difference? And he stabs him in the neck loads with his pen. So yeah, he's
like, and I got blood on my fucking coat.
Yeah.
he wasn't very happy.
It looks absolutely stunning. And then there's the selfie that he takes with you, and there's not a huge amount that we really know about the story. Just that.
No, it's really weird because he's like, you know, I have huge plans for you. So it's like he knows you, and why does he know you?
Absolutely stunning looking. Can't wait. There was a bit more that we saw about it in another video, I think.
Talking about that later. Well, we can talk about it now because, well, it's their stuff anyway, and we'll just gloss over it for the next part.
Yeah, the fantastic kind of liberation bits where you've got to like take out the cams and stuff. And it looks like was it a wingsuit you were wearing to start with? As you come down through the mountains. And anyway, it looked absolutely stunning. And then you end up getting some help from...
an elephant.
Well, no, you can get help from another person because it's a two-player co-op, this one, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that was cool. So you've got your friend circling around in this with the gyrocopter. And he's got a gun, and then you can go through and try to take it out from the ground. And then, you scare up elephants, and he starts charging stuff, and all hell breaks loose, and it just looks like so much fun.
Now, one of the things that he does earlier, at the very beginning of it, he's just taking people out kind of stealthily, like you have a crossbow and stuff, and he's taking people out, and then he takes an explosive barrel, puts a satchel charge on it or whatever, kicks it over, blows it up, and blows all these guys up. I thought that was so cool.
Yeah, that was absolutely fantastic. But, oh, good fun. And then there was weirdness in the next game, which was Just Dance 2015. And it's not just, it's on pretty much every smartphone. And it connects you to Just Dance, runs on your tablet or big screen as well. And, you can play with loads of people. I think they were suggesting that they could play with everyone in the room at E3. But they only actually ended up doing it with about 30 dancers. And, it's not really.
No, did you get how the phone works?
It's just kind of using the accelerometers inside your phone. You could just play it sitting down if you moved your phone in the right direction at the right time. That would work.
That's what I was like, okay.
it's not perfect, but, it's similar to Just Dance on the Wii, I suppose, where it just tracks the one controller.
Yeah, I heard somebody say something like, oh, they even figured out how to fix it now that they don't have Kinect and everything.
Yeah, I don't... I can see a lot of people's phones being broken as a result of this, but again, I don't really do dancing, so I won't be looking like a tit in front of a TV holding my phone and dancing with other people. I'll be sitting quietly laughing at anyone that is doing it.
Gotta watch those videos.
Yes. Nothing really there to write home about, is there? I mean, it's just another Just Dance. But now you use your phone as a controller.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, hang on, Monty. And then next came out, there was a French guy. I can't remember his name.
The normal French guy for Ubisoft.
Yeah. Trying to make The Division seem a bit more interesting. Yeah, just kind of grey shooter. Nothing, again, really to write home about, I suppose. Still not excited about it. The Crew, yeah. I can't remember where you can drive from and to, and it was a really weird... It was basically across a huge amount of the States.
That could take forever.
Yeah, from coast to coast. Apparently without a single loading screen. I imagine that it's not actually, you know, proper one-to-one mapping. Because that would take a long time.
It takes... days to cross the whole U.S. It's a very, very long trip. I can't remember what it is from coast to coast.
It looks rather... Again, rather, you know, I do like racing games, and so they keep calling it an MMO, which it really sort of isn't. But, I love driving games. You've got your crew of... is it four people co-op? I think so.
The picture shows four people. I don't know if that's including you or not.
And you can basically, you know, race your crew against other crews and lots of racing. And yeah, it's going to be great fun.
Didn't you and Jason sign up for the beta?
Yes. Still no news of whether or not I'm on it yet. But yeah, it's basically, you know, open world racer. It looks a lot of fun. But it's not going to be, you know, completely... realistic, obviously. It's going to be more of an arcadey racer, and I have no problems with that. I think I'm really looking forward to finding out more about it and actually trying to play it. It's not a huge amount I'm running out of steam. So yeah. The closed beta will be open on the 23rd of July. You can go and register for it over at thecrew-game.com/beta.
Oh, you mean like I just did?
Yeah. And I think it's coming out in November on PS4, Xbox One, and PC. They showed a time lapse of the cars going all from one side to the from one side of the States to the other, and everything looked really rather nice. You know, there's impressive lighting. It looks like good fun races.
Well, that'll be a good thing to play for Extra Life.
Yeah, it would be.
I'm just going to spend 24 hours trying to make it across the States. Oh, man. That'd be horrible.
And then, of course, there was more Assassin's Creed, which was more of what we've just talked about, really, here with the last Assassin's Creed bit where we're talking about.
I do remember part of this video for it, and all that I watched on the phone was this guy was walking. There was one of his buddies, and he ran into somebody, and he couldn't go any further, so he had to turn around and go somewhere else. And then I stopped watching it.
Yeah, the chap who was playing it didn't seem to be very good at playing it, did he? Which is refreshing, because at least he didn't seem to, you know... He was actually playing it, hopefully. It seems like there's a lot more buildings that you can run through now as well.
That's why I like that one mission that... there was for the Xbox One. It's like they were showing them going inside the building, climbing around. The one guy took like the outside path, the other guys took the inside path, and they all met up in the same spot. That was pretty cool.
But yeah, the cutscenes, going from gameplay to cutscene, seemed to be completely seamless, and the crowds were huge. So yeah.
a lot of people.
Yeah, I think we're going to end up playing that, aren't we? And having
still
a laugh.
Like that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm playing until the Feudal Japan one or whatever comes out. And then after that one, I can quit.
And then, of course, there's Shape Up, which tries to gamify training. Yeah, if you want to get fit and you might as well use that. It looked fairly fun. The American guy who was doing the push-ups, he wasn't doing proper push-ups. He wasn't going down far enough, so he cheated.
I'll just play.
Yeah. I mean, there were some cool things, you know, because using Kinect, you can see yourself, a recording of yourself from the last time you did it and work, you know, tried to beat your last score and see it happening. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of cool. But, you know, it's just, I don't want to work out. Yeah. I play video games to chill out and relax, not to work out. And
I do like my Wii Fit and doing that kind of stuff, the stretching and whatnot. But, like, if I want to work out, I want to, like, do it in a gym or you know, punch a punching bag for real.
Yeah, you don't want to, you know, end up with your sitting room stinking like a gym, do you?
Yeah.
Anyway, next up, there's Valiant Hearts, The Great War, which seemed to be a story about four people and a dog, really.
So it's Call of Duty.
Yeah, it was just a little bit of a trailer, but actually it did look pretty cool, and it seemed like the narrative of the trailer was coming from the dog's point of view, and he's remembering all the people he's lost through the war. Actually, I think I might have to play that one. It looked brilliant. I don't imagine it's going to be stupidly expensive. It's probably going to be quite short, hopefully.
I think it'll be around the same price as Child of Light.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks more like their indie, like smaller team kind of thing like they had for Child of Light.
Yeah, really nice animation style, I think. There's stuff last year, you know, we're still waiting on it. Keep an eye out for that one, I think. And next up, Rainbow Six Siege.
This is another one that I know nothing about right now.
Yeah, there hasn't been a Rainbow Six game for actually freaking ages, have they?
And I never played one.
It's a strategy shooter. Destructible environments. And yeah, it's you know, people that loved like the Rainbow Six Vegas games. Obviously, it's not Call of Duty. You actually have to work as a team. And you've got like little drones you can send in to scope out areas. And I think it showed you know, having to rescue a family and from some terrorists. When you know you start attacking them, the terrorists react to what you do. They don't stay in one room. They'll flank, fortify, reinforce the walls and floors. And you can shoot through the walls. You can blow everything up. Try to save the hostages, but it's pretty cool. They're using some great. Ubisoft Montreal have gone to lengths to create dynamic levels with procedural destruction, which basically means if you're hiding behind like a partition wall, you can shotgun a hole on it, and the game basically knows the caliber of your weapons, whether they can go through certain things that you're shooting at, which is kind of cool. But yeah, very tactical, and it's going to be really nice. But there's still, you know, a good year or so, I think, before it comes out. So don't get too excited at the moment. Got ages to wait. Well, yeah, and if you injure your hostage, it causes them to fall over, and then you've got to get them back up. But, yep. So yeah, it could be. It's not another game that I'll be playing, I think. But I can see a lot of people really, really enjoying it. And yeah, I think that's about it for what Ubisoft gave us. So I guess we're going to move on to Sony.
Yeah, we're going to let you go for this episode, and come join us for the next one, which is Sony. So we'll see you in part 2.